The eminent jurist Geoffrey Robertson QC has suggested Australia could host a Lockerbie-type trial to bring those who downed Malaysian airline flight MH17 to justice. This follows Foreign Minister Julie Bishop's suggestion yesterday that a Lockerbie-type tribunal was an option. The commission investigating the deaths of 298 people aboard the flight says it's identified 100 potential suspects, but just how they'd be brought to trial remains a difficult question given the need for Russian cooperation. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon in Canberra.
It's likely Russia would use its UN veto to stop a trial of its citizens in the International Criminal Court, where war crimes hearings are normally held. A compromise could be to hold a trial in a domestic court of a country whose citizens were killed in the MH17 disaster, and barrister Geoffrey Robertson thinks Australia would have a strong claim.
That would, I think, be justice at least for the 38 Australians.
He says Australian terrorism law lends itself to hearing an international trial.
Because after the Bali bombings, we changed the law so that we can prosecute here those guilty of killing Australia.
And he says the Russian side could be confident of a fair hearing for any of their citizens brought to trial under the Australian system.
Its legal system is very highly regarded. Its judges are highly regarded for their independence and impartiality. The law, I think, is pretty much the law that would provide a fair trial. It's either murder, mass murder, in fact, deliberately shooting down a civilian aircraft, or possibly more likely, as I read the early evidence, manslaughter by gross negligence. These people simply didn't check, assumed it was a Ukrainian plane and didn't conduct the necessary searches to ensure that it was not a civilian airline.
That might help overcome what shapes as a key sticking point for any trial, Russia's agreement to extradite any of its citizens accused of supplying or firing the missile which downed MH17.
The Russian suggestion that it was in fact shot down by a Ukrainian gun team would be aired and would be fairly set out in the defence of these hypothetical suspects.
Such a solution has been used before. The former Libyan leader Colonel Gaddafi agreed to extradite the accused Lockerbie bombers after he was promised their trial would be heard under Scottish law in a Dutch court. The Foreign Minister Julie Bishop revealed on the ABC's Insiders program on the weekend that such a solution's already being discussed at the international level.
There can be a Lockerbie-style prosecution, a tribunal that's set up by the international community, or there can be domestic prosecutions in, say, the Netherlands.
Geoffrey Robertson says it's good such discussions are underway.
I think it's good that Australia takes the lead in this. It's something that we'll have to return to, obviously.
International law expert Geoffrey Robertson QC, ending Tom Eagledon's report.